New on Curiosity Stream. Squirrels. They're quick, they're quirky, and they go nuts for nuts. From stashing food to fighting snakes, these feisty foragers know how to survive. Don't miss Nuts About Squirrels. And MTV's Killing the Radio Star. Dungeons & Dragons is sweeping the nation. And moms across the country are in a moral uproar. It's parents versus pop culture on a new episode of That Time When. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com. New on Curiosity Stream, the Nazis' true strength was their propaganda.
You had posters, you had banners, you had music.
See how a mastery of messaging galvanized Hitler's march to power in Project Nazi Blueprints of Evil. And if space is the final frontier, is it destined to be monetized? The battle between space exploration and galactic capitalism may have already begun. Don't miss Space Greed. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit curiositystream.com.
If you ever want to get some work done, but you don't know how to, or you're a designer or whatever you are and you need a little bit of help, you can head down to the link in my description and go to fiverr.com. They are a freelance website that helps everyone in any little work they need help with. And with my link, you can get 20% off your first order. So go down to my description and get whatever you want right now. You can get literally anything. So go get some help. Yo, welcome guys and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. This is my second time recording the intro of my third time because my system keep bugging out. But we are back. This is your host, Dub is the name. This is Left with Dub is the name. And this is episode 22 of the podcast, if I'm correct, because last week was 21. And we got two new albums which came out, and you all know which album is that. Donda, Kanye West, and CLB, Drake, Certified Lover Boy. Or maybe Certified Lesbian, but we'll get into that after the intro. But you all know what we have to do. Get your popcorn ready, get everything ready, because you're about to listen to this whole podcast. You better listen to this whole podcast, because it's going to be like, I hope it's going to be more than 20 minutes long. But I've said everything. Make sure you go follow the podcast, follow everything, subscribe to the podcast on YouTube, subscribe to every single thing like Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, and make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter. I wanted to do like a live show, like behind the scene, like how I'm recording behind the scene without any cut, but nobody bought a ticket or anything like that. But I don't know. So let's just go get right into the podcast. Maybe when I'm famous or something, people are going to get a ticket. But let's get right into the intro, and I'll see you after the intro. Because let me just continue. Peace.
You got a theater rest of me. I got a little legacy. You got a studio best of me. My music, my whole therapy. I got a beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me. I got a beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me. You got a theater rest of me. I got a little legacy. You got a studio best of me, my music, my whole therapy. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me.
And we are back again. You know, you just gotta listen to the EP, because I've gotten some good ratings, which I'm surprised of. Like, some people were saying the song was fire. Some people said Simplistic was better than the rest of them, which I agree, by the way, because that song took me a long time to do, and the song is better than all the rest. I can listen to that song every single day. Like, I'm not gonna get cringe or weird about it. The rest, I get weird about it. But Simplistic is better. And I don't know if you want to use the song. I don't care, because I don't block or whatever like the other people do or artists do. But Simplistic is better, and is better than the rest. Back again, second place, pull up, third place, then the rest are trash. I'm just do that. Nah, yeah, the rest are trash. Yeah, but let's talk about what we came to talk about, which is Donda by Kanye West. You know, how many songs do we have in the Donda album? I think we have like 29, 21. I don't know. Let me check with my fact checking app, which is getting slow right now. But I think Donda was released on a Sunday. Apparently Kanye West didn't want to release Donda that day, but the Universal is out with record label pushed it out. Like, they were tired of waiting for him, and the song is like 27 tracks. The album is 27 tracks. I cannot say the future, because this motherfucker did not write the future or anything. But I know The Weeknd, Lil Baby, Fivio, Foreign, and Playboi Carti, DaBaby, I don't know if Jay-Z was inside, but those are the only people I know for now. Lil Durk was inside. Those are the only people I know for now that were inside. The first track is Don the Shant, or Shant, I don't know how to say it. But that the first track, which apparently from what I heard, that's supposed to like represent the heartbeat of his mother before the mother died, because Donda is the name of his own mother. Wait, give me a second while I catch my breath. Yeah, Donda is the name of his mother, and the first track, which is Donda Shant, because it was saying Donda, 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 Donda. So yeah, that's supposed to represent his mother's heartbeat or whatever. Then the next is Jail. Jail, which they also have like a Jail 2 part 2, which DaBaby was on. I really like that one because DaBaby's verse was like fire. It was on, it was smoking. I like Off the Grid. I like Hurricane. Then I like Enjonia or whatever. I like Remote Control. I like, which other one do I like? I don't really listen to the album like that because. And some part we're not singing, but let's play one song, which is Jail Part 2, because we know I gotta play that baby's part. So let me just play in 3, 2, 1.
I can post my bail tight.
Man, tell them haters, open up the jail.
Open up the jail.
And you can tell my baby mamas get the bail money. I said one thing they ain't like, threw me out like they ain't care for me. Threw me out like I'm garbage, huh? And that food that y'all took off my table, you know that feed my daughters, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But I ain't really mad, cause when I look at it, I'm getting them snakes about my grass, and that's a good habit. I'm ready for war, let's get at them, and teaming up ain't gonna help me, cause beating the eyes too deep, just me and Gosh, and good at it. Matter of fact, I'm great at it, myself, I'm back at it. How did these people gonna try to tell me how to talk? Don't know what I seen and what I was taught. My mom worked 2-3 jobs to take care of 3 of her kids, my uncle's watches. We was raised by the crack addict. Raised by the drug dealers, killers, and the junkies.
Junkies.
Mama couldn't save us cause she had to get the money.
And yeah, I wish I could play like the whole thing. I got to 30 seconds of the baby's part, and that shit was still going on, so I had to like it, you know. If you go listen to it like, and count the time, and I bet that shit is like a minute long, because the baby's part was fire. And fun fact about like Donda and stuff, did you know that the shit is like the is a clean version, like there's no explicit version or whatever. All the curse words, all the bad words they said in it, they cut it out or whatever. And that's the only album I listened to on, and I still like it. I like it because I don't even know. Because the songs are good, like you rarely hear any curse words in it, and when you hear it, that's why some people don't like the clean version. Because when you hear the clean version of a curse song, you don't really enjoy it, not that vibe or whatever. But Donda was way different. So for the rating of the Jail Part 2, because DaBaby is inside, I follow DaBaby. I'm a fan of DaBaby. Every single thing, I want to even make a song with him. I don't know. I hope I make one with him. But the rating of the song, I'll give it a 7.5 out of 10. I could have given it an 8. Oh, let me just give it an 8. I'll give it an 8 because 1, DaBaby, and 2, the chorus. If you listen to Jail Part 1, I like that one because Kanye's verse was inside. I like Kanye's verse. Like he said, let me just play. He said this.
This might be the return of the throne.
His verse on the Jail Part 1 was like, it was so good. I wish he put it in like Jail Part 2, but Part 2 they remove his verse and just put a baby's verse. But anyways, the songs are good. Jail Part 2 is an 8 out of 10. Jail Part 1 is a 7 out of 10, or a 7.5. And the next one is Hurricane, which was featured by The Weeknd and Lil fucking Baby. I don't know which one Lil Durk was on, because I said it before, this motherfucker Kanye West didn't even pull features or all those credits or shit like that. I have to like go on internet and find out and all that type of stuff. But I know The Weeknd and Lil Baby was on this one, Hurricane. So That's what we're gonna play next. Maybe we'll play the chorus, then we'll play Lil Baby verse, because we gotta play Lil Baby verse. We respect him. We respect that guy. So let me just play without wasting any more time. Boom.
Father, hold me close. Don't let me down. I know you won't.
Yeah, walking on the bridge, I threw my sins over the deep end. Sipping till my stomach hurt this month, I done lost 3 friends. Early morning brainstorming, normally I can't sleep in. Sometimes I just wanna restart it, but it all depends. If I'ma be that same young hungry from West End. But my heart is wrong, and the crazy part ain't have no pen. Maybach interior came with sheepskin.
Maybach interior came with sheepskin. Oh, that's Lil Baby's part. The Weeknd, I like The Weeknd, the chorus that The Weeknd was doing. I don't even know if Kanye West did a verse, because I don't listen that far and Kanye West's verse are so... His verse are, the lyrics are good, everything is good, but he's kind of slow in rapping. Like, that, I think that's what the old hip-hop is to be like, slow. But some old hip-hop song like Tupac, BMB, I don't know if it's Biggie or whatever, what they call him, but... I like those type of rap, old rap, where they're like kind of fast. You're hearing them, not this type of rap that you're seeing Playboi Carti, you're seeing Trippie Redd, you're seeing the type of guys singing. I'm not saying those Playboi Carti is trash. I have never heard a song of Playboi Carti before. But Trippie Redd is okay. But I'm just talking about how hip hop have changed for like more than a decade already, because it has been like more than 12 years. How hip hop have what they call it, evolutionized. I don't know what I'm saying, but I'm just trying to say Lil Baby's verse is good. The Weeknd's verse and chorus are good. Kanye West, I don't know, because I don't remember it. But everything, the whole song, which is Hurricane, I'm gonna give it an 8 out of 10. The last jail, we gave it 8 out of 10. Jail part 2, 8 out of 10, and Jail part 1, we gave it a 7.5. I don't know why I screamed there, but everything's going smoothly. Right now, the next song we're gonna talk about, I don't know, but I don't know if we're gonna talk about, because we gotta move to CLB, Certified Lover Boy by Drake. But Donda for now, I'm gonna give it a 7 out of 10 for now, like the whole track, everything 7 out of 10, or maybe a 6 out of 10 for now. So we gotta just move on to CLB by Drake, because it's already 11 minutes of the podcast, or to the podcast, to this episode. So before we get right into that, first I gotta say Lil Tecca's album, which I said I'm gonna give my 1 week opinion about in this episode. Lil Tecca's album is like, let's say Lil Tecca's album is a 8 out of 10 or a 7 out of 10, because out of the whole album, I like 6 songs out of the whole album, which is Repeat It, Never Left, Money On Me, Seaside, Bank Teller, and the one About You, which Nav was on. Those are the only ones I like right now. I don't know about the rest, but yeah, it's a 6 or 7 out of 10 right now, or a 7 or 8 out of 10, I don't know which one, but I just wanted to say my opinion, because I like giving my 1 week or 2 weeks opinion about the album or a song, because you all know artists release their song on a Friday. My podcast come out on a Saturday, so it does not give me enough time to like listen or whatever. But let's move on to CLB. Give me a second, you know I gotta catch my breath, because I talk very fast and I lose my breath easily.
New on Curiosity Stream. Squirrels. They're quick, they're quirky, and they go nuts for nuts. From stashing food to fighting snakes, these feisty foragers know how to survive. Don't miss Nuts About Squirrels. And MTV's Killing the Radio Star. Dungeons and Dragons is sweeping the nation. And moms across the country are in a moral uproar. It's parents versus pop culture on a new episode of That Time When. Watch now on Curiosity Stream. Annual plans are $20, just $1.67 a month. Visit CuriosityStream.com.
Get ready for the smartest bundle in streaming. 6 streaming services for the intellectually curious. Featuring Curiosity Stream with the best collection of documentary films and TV shows. Psalm TV and great stories from the world of wine. Taste Made for the fun side of food and travel. Topic with the best thrillers and crime stories. And so much more. From nature to history, technology to food, mystery to adventure. Get 6 streaming services for one low price. At less than $6 a month, it's the best deal in streaming. Learn more and sign up now at smartbundle.com.
Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Check and listen to this wonderful ad. Yo, Rogue Energy is an energy drinking company with all their different flavors like Blood Orange, Blue Raspberry, and especially my favorite, Mango Pineapple. They also come in tubs, little packet, and if you're unsure of which flavor you'll be interested in, you could always get their starter kit, which is for a lower price of $10. So head down to Rogue Energy link in my description, get what you want, and make sure to use code Dub the name for 10% off. So head down right now, get to their website, search through their website, and get whatever you want. Yo, and I'm back, and so we are gonna talk about the CLB Certified Lover Boy by Drake, which has a total of 21 songs, and I hope they don't bring an album, a deluxe, because the album, the original, is already perfect. No more deluxe. I don't think Drake even brings out a deluxe, I don't know what I'm saying. But the songs are Champagne Poetry, Papi's Home, and that one, the name, Daddy's Home, the English version, Daddy's Home, but it translated it or whatever, I don't know. But the third one, Girls Want Girls, which I'm gonna talk about, the Certified Lesbian, which has Drake and Lil Baby. In the Bible, which has Lil Durk and Giveon. Love All, which has Jay-Z. Fair Trade, which has Travis Scott. Way Too Sexy, which have Future and Young Thug. Then we have TSU. We have N Too Deep, which has Future. We have the next one, Pipe Down. We have Yeba's Heartbreak, which has Yeba also, because that one Drake didn't like sing in it. The only person that was in it was Yeba. I don't know, maybe that's why they named it that. Then the next one is No Friends in the Industry. We have Knife Talk by 21 Savage, Project Pat, I don't know who that is. We have 7 a.m. on Brido Pass. We have Race My Mind, Fountain, which has Thames, Get Along Better, which has Ty Dolla Sign. We have You Only Live Twice, Lil Wayne and Rick Ross. We have IMY2, I think it's I Miss You Too, which has Kid Cudi, Fucking Fans. Fucking Fans, that's the name of the number 20 song. Then the last one is The Remorse. Ooh, that was a long list. Oh my god, I'm never doing that again. I'm just gonna say the number of the album. Oh my god. Anyways, let's talk about what we want to talk about, because we have a lot of songs. I've listened to almost everything. I've listened to Champagne Poetry. I've listened to Love All. Yeah, I think so. I've definitely listened to Girls Want Girls, because that one I'm gonna talk about the Certified Lesbian. Because Girls Want Girls is Lil Baby was inside that one. Let me just play the lyrics. I don't need to talk about anything.
Say that you a lesbian, girl, me too.
Don't look at me. I don't know what went on there. I don't know who was the ghostwriter or who was the writer or what Drake was thinking about when he was writing that. But I saw it in a comment in Instagram, on an Instagram post, where a person said, Certified Lesbian. That's right. And another person was saying, that's some motherfucking bars, bro. I don't know which one to agree. I agree on the certified lesbian and the bars, because I don't know what to say, but that, I just wanted to point that out. But before, let's just go move on to the Girls Want Girls, which was featured by Lil Baby. And you'll tell me what you think about it. But my opinion, I'm going to say my opinion right now, which is I'm going to give it an 8.5 out of 10. I told you I don't give a 10. A 10, I don't know what my 10 are. But 8.5, and let's move on to the song.
Girls want girls where I'm from. Yeah, girls want girls. Hey, yeah, girls want girls where I'm
my
from.
My girl got a girlfriend. Ain't trying to be out of shape. What's the elbow on them curls? Then them gym don't work. Get surgery. I'll pay for that. My courtesy. Can't imagine no bitch curving me. I put in that work overly. I handle business. And I got two pretty bitches. Keep them up on fleek. They got matching beans and matching AP. Now they can really call each other twins. I'm cool with all the owners. They love me. So they gon' let us in. And bring all of your peers and look better with more people. We got 1942 Casamigos.
My girl got a girlfriend. I don't know why I keep singing everything. Like, I don't know what to do about that. I can't solve that, but I gotta do it because it's my podcast. But anyway, back to the topic we were talking about, which is the rating on the song. I already gave my rating a 8.5. Final. That's my decision. 8.5. Lil Baby carried. Nah, Lil Baby didn't carry. Nobody carried. I don't know who carried, because I can't decide that. The two verses were good. The chorus was banging, the chorus was smashing every single thing, but 8.5, that's my final decision. Maybe next week my decision is going to change, because I need a 1 week evaluation and all that. But 8.5, and what other song should we talk about? I'm way too sexy, and the thing about it, I've not yet watched the official music video yet, but I've seen some clips and all that, and I really want to watch it now. I want to watch it, especially how they got Kawhi Leonard in the video. He kind of looked different. At first, I didn't recognize him. I was like, damn, who the fuck is that? Now, I saw some tags and some hashtag and all that. Now, I know he was the one. He looked different. After leaving the Raptors, like Toronto Raptors, the basketball team, for those who don't know, he looked different. I think he changed his braid style, because he braids his hair and all that. But I really want to watch the music video for Way Too Sexy. And the other song which is there is, which other one is there? Yeah, the one in the Bible by Lil Durk and Giveon. I didn't listen to Giveon's lyrics. I don't listen to his side or his verse. But no offense, or I don't know what to say. But Lil Durk, he got 40 seconds, and this is what I saw on Instagram, and I also fast check it. He got 40 seconds of Drake verse, and he went to go.
Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
If you're hearing this song on your phone, in your car, or in aisle 7 of the grocery store, you're not really hearing it. You're not really hearing the hypnotic disco synth as clearly as you could. You're not really feeling the bass line in your chest. And you're certainly not hearing a century of sound innovation. The only way to hear this song the way the artist intended is to hear it on a Denon home speaker. A speaker built with as much craft, dedication, and precision as the music it plays. Which means you won't just hear the song, you'll feel it. Denon home wireless speakers, crafted by the sound obsessed, for the sound obsessed.
Texting and privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The pandemic has been hard on all our kids. New studies show more than 1 in 3 children who started school in the pandemic now need intensive reading help. That's right. Millions of kids in kindergarten through third grade in the United States cannot read at grade level. Here's the good news. Your child can be reading in just 30 days, guaranteed, with Hooked on Phonics. Even if your child has been struggling, Hooked on Phonics will teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. And right now, you can get started for just $1. Text the word GRADE to 323232 right now. Hooked on Phonics is highly effective and incredibly fun. And everything can be done right from home and in less than 20 minutes a day. For more than 30 years, Hooked on Phonics has been the proven learn-to-read program that kids love to use. Text GRADE to 323232 and teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. Text GRADE to 323232 right now and get started for just $1. Text GRADE to 323232 now. Text GRADE to 323232.
Come promote his girlfriend, like product or business or stuff. Why am I talking too much? Let me just play it for you to just hear by yourself. Why am I talking too much? Oh my God.
Play me in the whip, Indie Royal Cosmetic. I'm just promoting my bitch. Drake's song, do a being streams for show. I'm just promoting her shit.
Now you know that's the type of boyfriend material or husband material you want to have. Man is promoting the stuff without even spending money. Instead of spending money or losing money, this motherfucker is getting money because Drake paid him for a feature. I don't know if he paid him or I don't know the business side, but to me it looked like Drake paid him, and man did a feature, he did a verse, and he also promoted the stuff for his girlfriend, and other people are posting it on Instagram, which is also a form of promotion, and those are just like free promo or free advertisement. And he didn't have to do anything. Like, he literally just had to record the verse, write lyrics, record, release, boom. The girlfriend is getting a lot. Probably getting a lot of sales right now, a lot of orders and stuff. I don't even know, but if you want to get some merch, like Halloween merch, I'm releasing some this week. I don't know if it's going to be this week or next week, but I'm planning on releasing some for my store. Because I do merch and stuff, I'm gonna leave the link below. If you want to check or order something for yourself, or you can just wait for the Halloween special. It comes with a sweatshirt, hoodie, and a t-shirt, and it has like Halloween design on it. Get what you want, and yeah, just order to where you're going to. It has like a very low price, not like I'm gonna charge you $100 or $50. None of my product past $30. I promise, $30 Canadian. In US dollar, none of them past 25, I think. I don't know. But go get from my merch store, or you could go to my link in my Instagram and get whatever you want from it. And let's continue to what we're talking about. The song, which is in the Bible, I'm gonna give it a solid 8 or 7. I don't know, but that's my own opinion. I don't know about any other person, but that's what I always rate my song. None of my songs ever get like a 9 or 10, except the song which I'm about to release. I hope so. I played it in the intro for anyone who heard it. That is the song. But I think, how many minutes? 22 minutes. I wanted to mention something about Polo G. Polo G's mother, which... you know how people break into other people's houses, either they got a gun or something? Well, this time it was reversed. I'm not saying Polo G's mother broke into someone's house. They broke into her own house. Instead of them firing their gun, she was the one firing a gun. Like, I'm surprised at that, and they were ducking and hiding and stuff. That's why Polo G had to like get 24-hour security service for his house. I don't know if it's his own house or his mom's house, but you gotta get like security and stuff. 24 hours. You know how much they're gonna pay for that shit, bro? Damn. Why are they even doing it? The mother was shooting at them. But anyways, it's them. They need their security, they need their privacy, and they need all of that shit. But I think we're gonna end. But one more thing, I gotta mention, this person is Simba. He's a UK rapper. and he just came out with an EP which is called, wait, give me a second, let me go find out the name. Yeah, the name of the song or the EP which he released is Good Time, Long Time. If you want to go check it out, go check it out. The name is S1MBA, Simba. Just search Simba on any platform, YouTube, whatever. Listen to the EP. Tell me what you think. For me, I'm just going to give that EP a 6 out of 10 right now. I haven't fully like gone into it, but it's a 6 out of 10. And next week, I'm going to talk about my proper rating or my full-on rating about the album of Kanye West and Drake. For Kanye West, for now, he's a 7 out of 10. But Drake, for now, is like a 8 out of 10 because I really like some songs. I like some singles, which he was the only one in. I like all those types. I like some of them. And yeah, 8 out of 10. Maybe next week is going to change to a 9. Or maybe Kanye West is only going to change to a 8 or a 9 also. But that's going to be the end of this week's podcast or episode. I'm going to see you all next week. And the surprising thing is about all my affiliate links in my description. I never knew people actually check it. Because there was a time I put like an affiliate link of an album cover type of stuff. Someone actually bought it. I never mentioned it. I've never promoted it or anything. I just put in my link to see what's going to happen. Actually, someone bought it. And if you want to buy, just go to the link. Just go click whatever. The name of the thing is album cover. Get whatever you want. You can get my own song. I don't know. But I'm going to see you later. This has been your host. Dub is the name. This is Life with Dub is the name. And we always get the dub. We get all the freaking dubs. I will see you next week. And I almost missed this week's episode. But I didn't. I'm going to see you next week. Peace out and enjoy the outro. Boom, boom, clap.
You gotta see the rest of me, I gotta leave the legacy. You gotta see the best of me, my music, my whole therapy. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me. You gotta see the rest of me, I gotta leave the legacy. You gotta see the best of me, my music, my whole therapy. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me. I gotta beat my chest and claim my old bitch, cause she in love with me.
Right now, Amazon is offering some amazing extra perks that come with a job offer. If you start a warehouse job, you can get a $1,000 sign-on bonus. That means you start earning a paycheck right away, plus you get extra cash to use before the holidays. Applying is so easy, you don't even need an interview. It's never been so rewarding to start an hourly job that's close to home. So what are you waiting for? To join the team today, visit amazon.com/sign-on-bonus. Amazon is an equal opportunity employer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out.
The pandemic has been hard on all our kids. New studies show more than 1 in 3 children who started school in the pandemic now need intensive reading help. That's right. Millions of kids in kindergarten through third grade in the United States cannot read at grade level. Here's the good news. Your child can be reading in just 30 days, guaranteed, with Hooked on Phonics. Even if your child has been struggling, Hooked on Phonics will teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. And right now, you can get started for just $1. Text the word GRADE to 323232 right now. Hooked on Phonics is highly effective and incredibly fun, and everything can be done right from home and in less than 20 minutes a day. For more than 30 years, Hooked on Phonics has been the proven learn-to-read program that kids love to use. Text GRADE to 323232 and teach your child to read in just 30 days, guaranteed. Text GRADE to 323232 right now and get started for just $1. Text GRADE to 323232 now. Text GRADE to 323232.